do it. There's no clue on day one. If we don't get a winner, Jess will put the quickie as a separate clip on our podcast, and maybe you can have a listen to it after we're off air and have a and have a go. 133353.
The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M Network. The Night Shift.
Time to have a look at sport. It was a great weekend. It was a great weekend if you're a Dragons supporter and if you're a Cowboys supporter. Who would have thought that? But plenty of other stuff to talk about, including the Masters, which got underway just a little while ago. We'll have a talk about all that with Tim Robertson right now. Good day, buddy.
Yeah, morning, Luke. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm going very, very well. Look, we'll start with the NRL and the AFL, eh?
Yeah, that's, of course, the NRL. You mentioned the Dragons. Who would have thought everyone was riding them off this season, thinking they'd be finishing down the bottom of the table? Well, the early days are good for the Red V. They've now won four games in a row. They've gone out and knocked off Parramatta, who were previously undefeated, to score 26-12 to the Dragons. And a fantastic game. It was played at Bankwest Stadium, so Parramatta's home ground. So to get the win up there for the Dragons, especially after winning the week before as well in Newcastle in front of about 20,000, I think it was 23,000 or so, I think, at Bankwest Stadium last night. So the Dragons are running hot and playing some good footy at the moment. Not only attack, but their defence, I think, was the most impressive thing about their win, to hold the Eels to just 12 points. They were just showing up for each other, left, right and centre, the Dragons. And they were outstanding and can go five in a row this coming week, because they take on the Warriors. That one's going to be back at Cogra, so they're back at home, the Dragons, and a big chance to go five in a row and looking pretty good, the Red V.
I tell you what about the Cowboys over the Tigers at Leichhardt?
Yeah, well, look, you wouldn't have picked that one either.
No.
It would have been a tough one, because the Tigers, they had everything to play for. They started to play some decent football the last couple of weeks, although they lost to the Eels last week. They beat the Knights the week before, and everyone thought they would dispose of the Cowboys quite easily, but wasn't to be. The Cows, on a very emotional day, we must say, at Leichhardt Oval, because the Tigers did celebrate the life of Tommy Radonikis. They retired the number 7 jersey. A huge crowd was jammed in there at Leichhardt Oval, and everyone thought, well, the West Tigers should turn up here and do the job on the winless Cowboys. 28-6 was the scoreline at one stage for the Cowboys. To their credit, the Tigers did fight back, but they fell short. The Cows winning 34-30. And I'll tell you what, Michael Maguire, he doesn't have too much air anyway, but he's definitely pulling it out with the side he's got going at the moment, the West Tigers.
Now, we'll do the AFL, but then we'll look at some coaches who are under fire in the NRL. Or should we do the coaches first, knock that over?
Yeah, let's stick on NRL, because there's a little bit there. I mean, we'll talk about this coach, and the latest story here is John Morris and the Cronulla Sharks. The Sharks on the weekend losing to the Roosters 26-18 in a game that they probably shouldn't have lost. They led 18-8 with about 14 minutes to go, and then the Roosters scored 3 tries in 7 minutes to win that game. So they'll be kicking themselves, but John Morris will be kicking himself as well, because, again, the Sharks have struggled to beat a top 8 side, and they had their best chance against the Roosters this weekend, and now it puts John Morris under even more pressure. Rumour has it that Craig Fitzgibbon, the assistant coach at the Roosters, has been talking with the Sharks, and I reckon he's not too far off signing a 3-year deal from 2022, and John Morris could be at the door. Now, the Sharks are denying that this has happened, that this is not a done deal. They will speak with John Morris and his management, and nothing's been finalised, but others say differently. So I feel sorry for John Morris. The past couple of seasons, he's still made the finals with the Sharks, despite having a roster that has some very good players on it who are rather out of form, not living up to their money, who are on, you know, they're on a lot of money, some of these players, or they've been injured. But he's still been getting on with the job with the side he's got, and you know, he hasn't been doing too bad this season as well. So I do feel sorry for John Morris. The Sharks have 14 players coming off contract at the end of 2021, and many of those big names that have been underperforming or have been injured that are taking up all the money. So you know, John Morris would have got a chance to really build a side that he wanted there at Cronulla moving forward if given the chance, but it doesn't look like he's going to be given that chance at Cronulla. Craig Fitzgibbons reportedly offered a three-year deal from 2022.
It's a brutal sport, but that's it. It's professional sport. Now, we better go through the AFL.
Yeah, look, yesterday's games, it was the Dockers too good for the Hawthorn Hawks, 96-81. Melbourne, they are sitting nicely, undefeated so far this season, 85-60 with a win over the Cats. They're playing some good footy, the Demons. And the Crows, who would have thought, down the bottom last year, they have made a 3-1 start to the AFL season this year, and they've beaten the Roos yesterday, 109-68. But if you had told me that at the end of four rounds, we'd be looking at the Western Bulldogs, the Melbourne Demons and the Sydney Swans as the three undefeated teams and sitting on top of the ladder, I would have said you were kidding me. But that's how it sits at the moment, and those three teams are playing some fantastic footy.
They are indeed. Now, the US Masters, it got underway just a little while ago, and still plenty of Aussies in the hunt.
Yeah, look, one main Aussie that is in the hunt is Mark Leishman. He is four shots back, and he's with four others that are four shots back behind Hideki Matsuyama, who led the way after a brilliant 65 in the third round. He's looking good, Matsuyama, but Leishman breathing down his neck with Justin Rose, Xander Schauffele, and Will Zatoris. Fingers crossed for Mark Leishman. Geez, it would be phenomenal to see him win. He was runner-up at the Open in 2015. He went very close in 2013, the year Adam Scott won, and ended up finishing fourth, equal with Tiger Woods. So Mark Leishman definitely in the hunt here. At the Masters this morning, it's going to all unfold, and fingers crossed, He can go with Matsuyama and maybe pull off an astonishing win. Tell you what, golfers, I guess you could say, at golf clubs around Australia will be hoping he could do the same as well, because Mark Leishman did say that he would get delivered a case of Leishman Lager to every golf club around Australia if he was to win, and five cases to those golf clubs that already sell his beer. So there'll be drinks on Mark Leishman if he was to pull off a huge battle this morning in the Masters. It's going to be a really, really big finish, but Hideki Matsuyama is the man to catch.
The first Japanese golfer to win a green jacket if he gets it.
Yeah, that's right. And he's a phenomenal player. The way he hit the ball yesterday to hit that 65, the funny thing was play was stopped for a while due to an extended rain delay. Hideki Matsuyama went to his car, sat in his car and played a video game and then came out and played the back nine and shot the lights out. So he's a pretty cool, calm and collected character. He's going to be hard to track down this morning, I think.
Well, I think they'd be hoping for a little more rain just to slow those greens down. God, they're lightning, aren't they?
Oh, they have been lightning. You know, a lot of players, some of the best players obviously in the world have been struggling on those greens the past few days. So yeah, definitely will make it a little bit easier in the final round, but yeah, not too much to be easy in the final round when the pressure's on and you're playing for that green jacket.
Mate, drive for show, but putt for dough.
Putt for dough, yeah.
Okay. Now, quickly, the NBL.
Yep, the Hawks 82 over Cairns 80. Tyler Harvey lit it up for the Hawks with 35 points, and that's got them back into the NBL top four. The Phoenix back on the winner's list as well. They beat the Kings 98-84. We've got a game happening tonight. That's Melbourne United and the Brisbane Bullets. United actually jumped back to the top of the table over the weekend after Perth were trounced by Adelaide, and United had a good win over the Breakers. So United are up there, and the Wildcats will be able to redeem themselves against the Breakers in two nights' time as well to end the round. So plenty of basketball to come, and the team starting to sort themselves out in that top four in the National Basketball League.
All right. Well done, Tim. Sensational stuff. Thank you for that. A big week ahead, and we'll talk again on Friday.
Yeah, we will. Quickly before I go, Luke, I've got to give a quick mention. Melbourne victory. 1-0 winners over Sydney FC in the W League to win the championship. It's the second W League championship, and Kyra Cooney-Cross scored the winning goal in the final seconds of extra time, so the 120th minute of that grand final. She's only 19 years of age, so that was a phenomenal way to end the weekend as well.
Well, you've done well. Tim Robertson there, folks, with sport, and we'll talk more sport during the week. Have a great day. Have a great week, Tim.
Thanks, Luke. Go Mark Leishman.
Go Mark Leishman. A free box of beer to every... That's a very big call. That's a very big
is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm going to play golf on Tuesday and hope that Leash wins and I might get a free beer out.
There you go. You just might too. Join up now. 1-3-3-5-3 is the telephone number. You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia, Monday morning, Triple M.